first game and shit. I don't know. I think I played pretty okay. You know, there were some things on the film that, you know, that needed to be fixed. You know, that's just little things, like as far as like techniques and stuff. But, you know, there are times where, you know, I didn't really execute a play correctly. You know, so it's really all about, you know, going back to the fundamentals. I mean, the game's over now. You know, we've seen what we can't correct on the film. Now we have to go back into the playbooks and go back into the film and, you know, see what we can correct and then move forward to San Francisco.
What were you happy with in Seattle?
Seeing that I was most proud of, really. It's just my production. At times, you know, I felt like, you know, there are times where I did something and it wasn't just me. It was, you know, the entire defensive unit working together. But, you know, because of, you know, what they were doing, that helped put me in a position to really make a play. You know, vice versa, you know, I would do something, you know, where somebody else made a play. So, you know, it's all about really working together. And I felt like, you know, my productivity came from my teammates.
You had a couple of tackles for loss. Is that just a confidence thing? You get one, then you want another and another?
It definitely builds confidence. But then again, it's more so just doing your job and, you know, executing it. You know, those two plays that I made, you know, that was just, it was nothing spectacular. It was just really me just, you know, just doing my job and just doing what the play was.
You think you really turned some heads, you know, the other day? I mean, Pro Football Focus, I think, ranked you as the best Vikings player in the entire game the other day. I mean, you think you really turned some heads?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so, but, you know, I didn't really know about that till today. But, you know, it's good that I got that, but, you know, that's just one game. You know, we have two more coming up in preseason and then, you know, like a million more regular season, you know. So, you know, like I said, it's good to get that kind of that recognition, but, you know, that's behind us, and we're looking forward to San Francisco.
Where do you feel like your game has grown the most since you got here?
Definitely playing a run. You know, I felt like, you know, coming out of college, you know, I was okay, but, you know, when I got here, you know, going up against, you know, better competition and guys who've been doing this for some years, you know, I wasn't where I needed to be or where I thought I was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just spending countless hours here on the practice field and, you know, just watching film and talking to Coach Dre and Coach Rob and, you know, some of the older guys, you know, I really put that to use. And, you know, every day I come out and I just try to focus on one thing and one thing only, you know, a day at a time. And, you know, there are days where, you know, I just focus on, you know, just playing to run a whole lot better. You know, if I don't do anything else right that day, you know, just make sure I master playing to run today. Mm-hmm. And then that way, tomorrow, I can focus on something else and get better.
Seems like you have a good guy to learn from when you get to watch Linval Joseph play every day.
Definitely. You know, Linval, he's just one of those guys who, you know, the day he you know, walked foot in the door, I was just like, man, I need to be that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever he does, I want to do. You know, I try to mirror what he does as far as, you know, on the football field, whether it's, you know, not giving up on a play or, you know, running to the ball, making plays, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm even watching what he does in the building. You know, he's watching film. He's making sure his body's, you know, feeling good for practice. And he's just doing all those little things that, you know, that made him a Pro Bowler, you know, that, and that's what got him paid as well. So, you know, besides all of that, he's just, like I said, he's just one of those guys who, you know, I really look up to as a player.
Do you ever feel where you might fit in yet, or is that to be determined?
That's to be determined. I mean, that's whatever Coach Zimmer wants to do. You know, my job is, I'm not really focused on that. My job is to come out here and compete.
You feel you can play both spots with pretty much equal efficiency, or what?
I mean, I've played both positions. I haven't played nose in a game yet. Yeah. You know, but you know, I've been taking a lot of reps at nose. I took some reps here at nose today, mostly through technique. But you know, like I said, I mean, come game time, if Coach Dre feels that he needs me to play nose, then I'll play nose or three, whatever.
What do you think about all these Big Ten rookies you got? I mean, Gedeon and Elflein and you. I mean, it's Big Ten pride. What do you think about how you guys are doing?
I mean, it's a good thing having, you know, multiple Big Ten guys here. You know, guys who, you know, who are my class and guys who I can relate to and guys who I can talk to. You know, I played against some of those guys. I played against Ben, you know, in college. And, you know, every now and then we'll talk about the game, but we'll talk about, you know, how's Coach Harbaugh as a person, you know, just little things like that. So, you know, it's good to have, you know, coming in as a rookie, good to have something in common with somebody else. So,
how about just the rookie class in general? Looks like you got a lot of good rookies.
Definitely, you know, from starting from Dalvin all the way down, I mean, you know, I feel like us as a rookie class, you know, we come out, you know, with a purpose, you know, and that's to get better every single day. You know, you watch Dalvin, he's with the running back, he's doing his thing. watch O-line, Pat, Danny, you know, those guys are doing their thing. D-line, you know, all of us are over here doing our thing, just getting better every single day.
What's clicking for you now that maybe wasn't early in training camp or OTAs?
Really just playing at a high level, you know, at all times. I mean, you know, coming in, you know, I was kind of iffy really about, you know, not knowing what to do, but, you know, as time went on, as I got more confident with the playbook and the calls, you know, that definitely amped my playing speed, and you know, that forced me to play a lot longer and faster than what I did when I first came in.
Do you have like a go-to move? I mean, is there something you think you excel at?
My go-to move. Well, I'm still trying to master my go-to move. You know, so that's why, like I said, I'm working on something every single day. So.